Hello, everyone. This is Laura Madden. Thank you guys so much for jumping on this call today. It was a rather last-minute scheduled call, but I'm really excited to have you guys here. And just do some free coaching. I'm going to answer some questions that I've been getting. Also, I have a True Food Detox. Round two is starting next Monday, which is tax day. So I've got lots of questions to answer on that. I'm going to give a brief introduction on that. I don't want to talk too much about the detox. I have a coaching exercise that we're going to go through that's short, but I think it's effective. So I'm really glad to be able to share that with you guys and just kind of plant the seed to doing some further coaching work. And also I've been getting a lot of questions, and some of them I've been answering through email, some of them I've been getting on Facebook. So I wanted to host this free coaching call where anybody could call in, whether you're on the detox or not, or if you're on the fence for signing up for the detox, no obligation to participate. You may end up not feeling like it's the right fit for you, and that's okay. But again, thank you guys for jumping on the call. I'm Laura Madden, and we are going to get started. So if you are on the call, please mute your call or mute your phone, please. Anybody, everyone that's on the line, please mute. Let me see, and I'm going to put everyone on mute as well. Mute on. Okay, cool. Cool. All right, so I'd like to start with a quote. And this is by someone, a woman named Pilar Gerasmo. And what she says is, seeing your best self takes vision. Becoming your best self takes guts. And I read this recently on some newsletter that I had subscribed to. And I've read this woman's work before. She's a coach and a writer and a teacher. And she's a real forward thinker. And I thought, wow, that really struck me, because we can hold this great vision of ourselves, and many of us do. We see ourselves achieving great things, achieving our weight loss goals or achieving our career goals or whatever that may be. But to actually take those steps to being that, to getting that, to achieving that, it really takes guts, and sometimes it requires us to step out of the box a bit, to maybe step on other people's toes, because when we start doing things for ourselves, some people don't like it. It scares some people when we start to take initiative for ourselves. So sometimes when we start stepping up our game, you might notice friends or coworkers, you know, they might start giving you the hairy eyeball, and they might start giving you a little bit of an attitude, or a best case scenario, you would bring out the best in them, and they start asking you for help, and they start asking you for assistance. So I'm going to say that one more time. Seeing your best self takes vision. Becoming your best self takes guts, by Pilar Gerasmo. And so some of you on the call know me very well. I'm going to give you a quick introduction of myself, and some of you on the call that I have never met before. I am a holistic lifestyle coach. I'm also working as a personal trainer. I'm a trainer by trade. That's what I went to school to study, and I've been doing that for almost 15 years now. The last couple years, I started to get burnt out, just not feeling the love, not feeling so passionate about getting up and doing that every day. And I started to experience some real serious transitions and shifts in my life. And I started to realize that I was really looking for something more in my life. And eventually I found my way to holistic lifestyle coaching as well as transformational coaching. And the difference is that a holistic lifestyle coaching focuses a little more on the nutrition, lifestyle, exercise piece. Transformational life coaching focuses more on that underlying framework, working on our judgments, our beliefs about ourselves, which I will take you through a short, simple exercise just in a little bit on this. But this is the type of work that when all else fails, when the perfect diet is not getting us to our goals, when that killer exercise program is not getting us the body and the health results that we long for, and the best of intentions and intentions, I guess, are not getting us, it's not getting the weight off. We do the coaching work, and that's working on whatever is underlying, because a lot of times that's where the jewels are, and that's where those little nuggets are that are actually keeping us from truly achieving our goals, whether it's showing up as self-sabotage or us just not being able to get in the exercise or get in the healthy diet or prepare the healthy food, whatever that may be, there's always something underneath it. And so this work has been super exciting for me because people are starting to wake up to what might be at the core of why they're not losing weight or why they're not improving digestive issues or their health in certain ways. And it's exciting because a lot of times losing the weight or bettering their health comes with much less ease. It comes with much less effort. For me, this is super exciting. And the last few years, I've also encountered my own slew of health issues, everything from digestive issues, chronic fatigue, autoimmune situations, we'll just lump it under that category, all kinds of stuff. And I ultimately came down to giving up sugar. I'm a major sugar addict, giving up processed foods almost in entirety. I've really given up gluten almost entirely, and just sticking to whole foods, eating more fat and protein, and cooking my own food as often as I can. And for me, this has been a bit of a magic elixir. And I can't say I am perfect, and not every day do I feel perfect and 100% full of energy. It's always, I'm continuing to work on myself, but as of right now, this is what I know to be true, and this is exciting for me to be able to share with you guys. So before I go on and talk a little bit more about my detox and everything else, I'd like to just take a moment. I'd like to stop and do a one-minute breathing exercise. And this is something that I really like to hold myself to at least once a day. I don't always get it in, but it's a really good reset, especially if we're starting to feel heated, overwhelmed, and the responsibilities and the chores are just stacking up. So I'm going to just take a pause, and I'm going to do just about a brief minute, and we're going to do a breathing exercise. So I'd like everyone, if you're sitting, please put your feet flat on the floor, uncross your legs. Sit up tall, elongate your spine. Just let your arms hang at your sides. Let your arms hang heavy. And again, lift your chest, elongate your spine, sit tall. So I'd like you to start with an inhale, nice, slow, and deep. We're going to inhale to a count of three. Then we're going to pause for a moment, so please follow along at home. And then we're going to exhale slowly to a count of three. And again, inhale, two, three. Pause for a moment. Let your shoulders drop away from your ears. And exhale, three. Inhaling, two, three. Pause for a moment. Again, let tension release. And exhaling, three. Inhaling, two, three. Pause. Again, let go. We exhale. Three. Inhaling. One, two, three. And pause. And exhaling. Two, three. One last breath. Inhaling. Two, three. And exhaling. Two, three. Okay, so that was a minute. Hopefully that went by fast for you, and I would encourage you guys at least once a day, give yourself that reset, especially if things are feeling like they're piling up on you. If you're just not feeling like you're getting through your list or things are not coming easily for you, just take a pause, take a few breaths. This is a great way to relieve stress. And that is a great first step to increasing your metabolism. And that's all I'll say about that right now. So just a little bit right now I'd like to say about the detox. Again, we're starting next Monday. And some of you are doing this for the second time. Some of you are doing it right now. And some of you might not be doing it at all, and that is okay. So the True Food Detox, by nature, this is an elimination diet. This is not a fast. But this is not a diet that you go on and simply go off. This is the first step to a way of life for life. So what this is this is a detox that I assure you is probably not like any other you've done. This is not a fast. It's not a juice cleanse. Juicing is not necessarily required. We eat meat. We eat animal proteins. We eat animal fats. We eat saturated fats even. So this, you may be taken aback at first. This is very, very different from many of the detoxes that you have heard about in the past. We don't restrict calories. We eat plenty of food. We eat plenty of real food. And you will not go hungry unless you choose to, which you might, and that's fine. So what this is, simply, is this is a break from your normal routine. And so we are cutting out dairy, wheat, processed flours, corn, soy, nuts, beans, sugar. Did I forget anything? I think that's it. Yeah. Yes. Caffeine is not totally, it's not totally allowed. It's not totally eliminated. Coffee is allowed. Caffeinated tea is allowed. I ask you, please, please, please eliminate it, or not eliminate it, but just that we cut it down to a bare minimum. So don't worry about that. We'll talk more about that later as well. So basically, if you're someone that gets up and eats eggs every single morning, or you have nuts every afternoon as your snack, then for the next 7 days, you are not. You are going to do something different. So this is a fabulous rest for your body. It's a reset for your body. Our bodies can get very lazy, especially when we go through our days eating the same foods day in and day out. And we also tend to miss out on key nutrients when we are eating the same things on a regular basis. So bringing in this variety, stopping, taking a pause, doing something different, this is going to help our bodies get a more well-rounded nutrient intake. Minerals, vitamins, phytonutrients, protein, fats, all those great things. So it's going to help us have a more well-rounded diet. Many of you are going to try foods you've never had before, you've never even heard of before. I've heard some awesome stories from the first detox where people started eating foods that they never heard of before, and they are loving them. And I think that's so cool. I think that's so cool. What we're focusing on are whole foods. So basically, it's proteins, it's fruits and vegetables, seeds, healthy oils, things like coconut, things like sea vegetables, fermented vegetables, root vegetables. So these are whole foods. So we're sticking to the foods that have either no label or very, very short labels. I mean, it's not like we pick up a stalk of broccoli or a head of lettuce with a label on it. So we really want to encourage you guys to go for those whole foods. Also, one of my favorite parts about this detox, and I will admit to feeling resistance around this myself. Many of you will attest to this. This is a huge, huge lesson in awareness and consciousness. So I encourage everyone on the detox to journal and to quote-unquote write before you bite. Write before you bite. So before you even eat something, if you're going to have, whether it's a cup of tea, a muffin, I don't know, some sweet potatoes, write it down. And I stop myself often. I try and take myself away from labeling things as good or bad. everything we do has a positive intention, and everything we do has a purpose. So whatever you are doing, if you're craving sugar, you're craving chocolate, or if you're craving salt, whatever it may be, there's a positive intention behind that. There's a reason for it. So by journaling, by writing down what we're doing, by writing down how we feel and how we are when we have cravings or when we go to eat something, or maybe it's true hunger we're feeding, we are increasing our awareness. And this is huge. This is like worth its weight in gold. Because if there are things that we need to fix or that we could do differently or better, quote unquote, then this is opening the door. Because when we gain awareness about our patterns and our habits, sometimes they may be so deep and so hidden and buried under so much stuff that when we find them, as obscure as they may be, these are golden nuggets to help us then change. So with awareness first comes change. So this really gets us paying attention to what we eat, how we eat. And with the detox, you get a sample food journal as well, just to use as a guide. I encourage everyone to get your journal, get a journal, and just keep track. Keep track. So more to come on that later if you are joining the detox. So many of you on the call are regulars of the I know what to do, but I just can't do it. So again, this is the first step in long lifestyle change. And many people I've worked with have done this detox many, many times. It's a great reset to do anytime in the future. Those of you who haven't signed up yet, when you do, you are emailed a packet of downloadable PDFs, which are yours to keep forever. And so at first it might seem overwhelming, like it's a lot of information, but I encourage you to go at it at your leisure. And it's for you to keep forever, so I encourage you also to go back to it, refer back to it in the future when you need a tune-up. You can always do the detox on your own or join one of my groups in the future. So 7-day detox, this is super simple. It's easy. It is suited for beginners. It is a gentle detox because we are not using supplements unless you like. And tomorrow I actually will be partnering with another coach on another call, which I will include details on in a few moments, to talk more about supplements if you care to use them. But you do not have to. And again, this is not a fast. This is not a juice fast. This is not, we're not limiting calories. So this is a very gentle cleanse for anyone. It should be healthy for all. If you have not been to my website, please check it out, laura-madden.com, or check out my Facebook page, LM Lifestyle and Fitness Coaching. That's LM Lifestyle and Fitness Coaching. And I have more information about the detox as well as just more healthy tips, and there's also other ways that you can get in touch with me. So just a few more things about the detox. When you sign up, you get a recipe guide. This is very simple. This is general guidelines. There's a number of recipes on there to try, but again, these are just suggestions. These are guidelines if you need help, if you're not sure of what to eat. So it's not that you have to use the recipe book. There are also two e-guides. One is just detoxing guide, very general. And then one is for a step-by-step guide. So there's some other self-care items in there, some journaling exercises as well. And I really, really like to focus on the mind-body connection here because it is huge. We have a lot more success when we go at lifestyle changes and wealth loss, weight loss and health improvements from a holistic standpoint, which is it's looking at the emotional connection, it's looking at our mental connection, it's looking at the physical, looking at the food, and it's looking at the movement. So when we go at this from a holistic approach, the mind-body approach, it's all-encompassing, and we have a much greater chance of success. food detox. We also get that sample food diary that I mentioned. We also get, we get our recipe guides. We get a sample meal plan, which is something you fill out on your own. I want people to be planning out their meals. One of my huge, huge mantras for this detox is a quote. I forget who said it originally, but if you fail to plan, then you are planning to fail. If you fail to plan, you are planning to fail, and this continues to hit me in the face as well. So personally, this really speaks to me, and this is something I am working on all the time, on all levels. So please, plan your meals, and I send an empty meal plan because I want people to schedule their meals or plan out what they're going to eat. And I want it to be things that they want to eat, not something that I am telling them they have to have. You also get a grocery list as well as a guide to in-season produce. Please use that. In-season produce is hands down always much healthier than something that is not in season because chances are it has traveled around the world to get to you. And the longer it takes from being picked to get into you, the lower the nutrient content. And if we're eating food that is not nutrient dense, then what are we eating? Just empty calories. So eat in season and locally as often as you can. Also, you get an eating clean on the road, restaurants, parties, and traveling guide. And again, this is a very basic guide. If anyone wants more help on that, then I would like you to please reach out to me. And let me see. I think that's all. I think that's it. You will also, shortly, you will be getting a frequently asked questions guide, and I will be going over that today as well towards the end of the call. A frequently asked questions, and that's just a guide with the most frequently asked questions and some in-depth answers to help you along. So let's see. That's just about it. When you sign up for the detox, you will be getting an email every single day with an extra recipe, either an MP3 or a video, motivation, little quotes or write-ups to keep you energized and to keep you moving along. So when you sign up, please check your junk mailbox. It will be coming from Laura Madden Lifestyle True Food Detox. It might be True Food Detox, Laura Madden Lifestyle, but please just check your junk mail. That is sent through MailChimp, so sometimes it gets thrown in the junk mail. So please don't miss out on that. Also, you might want to just save those and refer back to them at later times if you can't go through them right away. If you have a Facebook account, you will be added to the private Facebook page. There are also some extra recipes on there that we will be posting as well as some resources. You will also find on the Facebook page, there is a folder at the top which says files, and under that you will find downloadable PDFs of some of the recipes that have been posted, and I will be getting up more of those this week as well to keep you guys going along. So please get on the Facebook page. That's a great place to post your questions and anything else you would like. Yes, so up at the top menu bar on the Facebook page under files, there are some additional recipes, and we will be posting more on there as well. Okay, so next up, let me see, what have I missed here? Let me see. I'm just going to check if there are any questions on the web. So hang on just 1 second. Okay. Nope. All right, cool. All right, guys. So next up, that's it about the detox right now. If you have any more questions, please hold them to the end. I will open this up for questions. And I promise this will not go too long today, about 45 minutes or so. And let me see. Oh, one last thing on the detox. If you have signed up, everyone is, if you're not in one of my long-term coaching programs, some of you are, and of course you will have access to this as well, but those of you that are just signing up for the detox, everybody is entitled to a 15-minute check-in during that week, and you will be getting in the newsletters, you will be getting a link to my online calendar to schedule that. So please take advantage of that. It's one free 15-minute phone check-in, answer questions, or it doesn't even have to be about the detox. It can be about anything else at all, really. Let's see, if you sign up with a friend for the detox, I will do a 2-for-1 within this last or this next, the next 6 days. If you sign up, you will get 2-for-1 with a friend. All right, guys, so get the support you need. If you feel you do, we can all benefit from a little extra support and guidance. All right, so let's take a deep breath. And what I'd like to do next is a coaching exercise that I find very simple but also quite effective. And I'm not sure if any of you are familiar with the expression. I think I heard it first from Louise Hay. But the expression is, stop shoulding all over yourself. Stop shoulding all over yourself. And if you say it fast enough, it sounds like something else. I think that's so awesome. Because basically, when we go through our day shoulding all over us, in other words, I should be doing this, I should have done that, I shouldn't have done this, or I shouldn't have done that, I should be this, I should be X, Y, and Z, that is shoulding all over ourselves. And it kind of feels like the S-H-I-T-T-I-N-G-F-ing all over ourselves as well. It feels really crappy to go through our days shoulding all over ourselves. So I'm going to take you through a really brief should exercise. In a nutshell, all shoulds are judgments we hold about ourselves. All shoulds are judgments we hold about ourselves. I should be skinnier. I should be whatever. I should be prettier. I should be taller. I don't know. It's just a judgment we hold about ourselves. It's a story we are telling ourselves in our heads. And when we hold judgments about ourselves, this creates a constant underlying stress. And when there is a constant underlying stress, this is chronic stress, and guess what? Nothing good is happening to our metabolisms. We all know stress can make us gain weight, and it's not just because stress leads us to cravings, and stress leads us to overeating or emotional eating or stress, quote-unquote, stress eating. But it dampens our metabolism. It truly does. And this is one of the most recent studies that I've taken on, the study of stress and the effect of stress on our hormones and stress on our metabolism. It is so fascinating because when we do this deep underlying coaching work, it really does chip away at that chronic underlying low-level stress that's always there, that's always been there, that we might not have even known or identified was there. And so many of us go through our days with stress that we don't even realize it's there. We've just been operating with it for many, many years. Some of us even since we were children. Some of us, it may have started with a traumatic event at a very, very young age, and that's just been our normal, operating at that level of stress, operating under stress. And no, this is not healthy for us. We can do better without it. And that's all I'll say. I don't want to say it's bad and that it's harmful or that it's hurting our health, but we can do better without it. And so this is a very, very tip of the iceberg exercise. So I'm going to give you a couple minutes, and hopefully you have a piece of paper and a pen handy. But I'd like you to write down the shoulds in your life right now. So we're just going to take just about 2 minutes and write down the shoulds that you can identify in your life right now. So for example, I should exercise more. I should eat more green vegetables. I shouldn't swear so much. I should work harder. I should work less. Maybe I should work less hard. I should weigh less. I should have a better job. I should be farther along than I am. I should have started a family by now. I should be more successful than I am. So those are just examples. So again, please just take a moment and write down whatever should come to mind for you. And oftentimes, this is the type of thing, once we get started, we can't stop. There are so many. So what are the shoulds in your life? Okay, great. Okay, so underneath each should is a limiting belief. Again, our shoulds are judgments about ourselves. And underneath each should is a limiting belief. Oftentimes, our shoulds are not even due to our own desires or needs, but are the result of those of others around us, or that we picked up as very young children from the adults around us. So now we are going to turn the shoulds into affirmations. So, for instance, an affirmation is something that makes us feel good, or an affirmation needs to feel good to us. It needs to speak to us and be stated in the affirmative. So, for instance, I eat good foods that are good for my body instead of I won't eat bad foods for my body. So we want to state it in the affirmative or the positive, not the negative. So some examples are, I'm in the process of positive change. I am doing the best I can to eat more vegetables and get more exercise. I am making huge progress to changing my life for the better. I love and approve of myself, even though I swear more than I would like. I deserve a healthy lifestyle. I deserve to eat healthy, clean foods. And I deserve to exercise enough. I am creating a slender, beautiful body. So those are just some examples. And when we create trust, self-love, and acceptance, a place of safety and deserving, it will allow our body weight to normalize. And it will allow our body weight to normalize with much less effort. So by decreasing our stress around this and transforming limiting beliefs, we create a deeper sense of self-love and start to actually believe we can achieve our goals, and we do. If we are hanging on to a need to be something other than what we are, we are essentially saying to ourselves that we are not good enough as we are. We are lacking self-worth or unworthy of love from our own selves. Hence, we fall into these patterns of quote-unquote sabotaging ourselves, in a sense, from achieving the goals we long to achieve. So we'll take weight loss as an example. We start a program, and we are doing so good, then something happens. We eat junk, or we go on a bender, the exercise plan goes out the window, and we start feeling horrible about ourselves. We judge ourselves, and we bully ourselves, we hate our bodies, we start doubting ourselves, and then the cycle continues on and on and on. And over time, this cycle of judging ourselves and not fully accepting and loving ourselves digs us a deeper hole and deeper hole and a deeper hole, creates more underlying stress and more pressure and more stress and more doubt and more tension. So this is a pattern that we can so easily change, and I just want to assure you that it is totally doable. And when we truly love and accept ourselves as we are, how we are, for all our perfections and our flaws, our weight normalizes with much less effort, because we relax around this situation. We are not grasping at it anymore, and we're not coming at it from a place of lack, but from a place of love, acceptance, worth, and deserving. Now, whatever your affirmation is, and let's just take another moment. We're going to take, let's just take one of the shoulds that you came up with. So, for instance, we'll take, I am creating a slender, beautiful, a should would be, I should be
I should be thinner than I am. So an affirmation could be, I am creating a slender, beautiful body. That's an example. And so again, I'd like you to just take one of those shoulds, and I'd like you to come up with an affirmation. Just throw something out there, whatever comes to mind. So again, it's something in the positive, it's something in the affirmative. And we'll use the example again of I should be thinner. The affirmation could be, I am creating a slender, beautiful body. So now, to yourself, I'd like you to say your affirmation. So hopefully you've written it down. So we say it to ourselves. And I want you to notice how it feels in your body. So maybe, again, say it to yourself. Notice how it feels in your body. Pay attention to how your body responds to these words. Your body never lies. If it doesn't feel good, it's not authentic, and it won't work. Something will crop up in your life to prevent you from having this in your life, whether it's stress or illness, busyness, work, it rains, the baby has a play date, the baby cries, and on and on. So we want to choose an affirmation that feels good to us. It makes us smile because it just makes sense. So I'll give you one that I'll just pull one out of the top of my head. That's true for me right now. I should be able to type faster. I'm doing a lot of writing, developing a lot of new programs, and I never learned how to type. And I type very slow, and it seems to take forever after correcting my typos. So a should that I have right now is I should be able to type faster. Again, this is a judgment. I should be able to type faster. The limiting belief here, it could be, and again, I'm just pulling this off the top of my head, it could be I am not a fast typer. I am a slow typer. I am not good enough. I am not good enough to do what I want to do and achieve in my life, or I am not worthy to achieve what I want to do in my life. So these are just examples. Again, this is just a real-life example, very basic, that I'm just pulling off the top of my head right now. So it's simply a story that I am telling myself. It's not necessarily true. It is a story that I'm telling myself might be true. So an affirmation that I could come up with around this could be, I am taking the steps to do and achieve all that I want. I am achieving all that I want in my life, or I am worthy of achieving all of my goals. And then I would check in, how does that feel to me? Does that ring true for me? And if it does, great. So if your affirmation feels good in your body, it feels good to you, your stomach, you don't feel a pit in your stomach or a rock-hard sense of doom in your chest, or you don't feel the tops of your shoulders getting heavy or riding up by your ears, great. You found it. So once you have your affirmation, repeat, repeat, repeat often. And taking this a step further, and I'll just touch on this, and if you do further coaching work with me, this is something that we can go into. But taking this a step further would be setting up an action step. And so that could be something along the lines of, what needs to be true for me for this to be true? Or what needs to be true for me for this to happen in my life? Or is there any part of me that objects to this being true? Or is there any part of me that objects to this happening in my life? Or what might I lose if this were true? Sometimes there's a payoff for being stuck in our stories and our ways and our beliefs and our judgments. Sometimes there's a payoff. And it might not make sense right now, don't worry, but sometimes there is. So that was a real general tip of the iceberg exercise on our shoulds, our limiting beliefs. So thank you for playing on that, and I encourage you to go back and use that whenever you'd like in the future. It is valuable work that we can do in ourselves. So there you go. That is for you to use whenever you'd like. And so, you know, next I'd like to move into A little bit more about the, I guess, our food, our eating, further to the elimination diet that we'll be using in the detox. And I learned long ago, the hard way, that there is no one magic bullet for all of us. There is no one cure. There's no one perfect diet. But instead, we might be able to find our own personal magic bullet in finding what is right for our own bodies. And so this is what I encourage you to do, and it might change on a regular basis. It might change with the seasons. When we're stressed, what worked for us yesterday might not work for us today. So, stress. Stress is always a huge, huge, huge piece of this. A huge, huge piece. So I'd like you to take a moment and just ask yourself a scale of 1 to 10. A scale of 1 to 10. How is your stress level? If you're above a 7, I'd like you to just take note of that. If you're above a 7 and you feel like stress is a large part of your life, ask yourself this: what can you do today, or what can you do in the next 24 hours to decrease that number, to decrease that stress? And then ask yourself, what is your greatest source of stress? Finances, family, career, maybe you're doing a home renovation, maybe you've been traveling a lot, maybe it's your health, maybe it's your weight, whatever that may be, ask yourself and just jot it down if you have a paper and pen handy. What is your greatest source of stress? It might be multiple things. That's okay also. So the last few years I've really become very conscientious of my stress. And I, like many, found out the hard way that I was walking around under chronic, constant, underlying stress. That, again, I really was not even identifying. And I've always been a person who feels a lot. I am very sensitive. I am very sensitive to other people's emotions. And I often feel them in my body. So if other people around me are upset or anxious, often I will have a stomach ache. Or I will feel muscle tension. Some of you may be saying, yep, me too, me too. There's a lot of us out here who are very sensitive beings. Some of you may have learned that as being an ectomorph. So I am someone who's always been very sensitive, although sometimes on the outside I might seem very tough and strong or hard-edged. I know I kind of fall into that way sometimes, but I am a very sensitive person. And many of us who are quote-unquote sensitive or quote-unquote feelers are prone to digestive issues. We are prone to digestive issues. So just a little FYI, if your stress is above a 7, this is definitely affecting your ability to digest foods well and is definitely affecting your metabolism. So I really, really want to encourage you, again, go back to that number, scale of 1 to 10, what is your stress, and what can you do in the next 24 hours or now even to decrease that number? It could be something so simple like rubbing some lavender oil behind your ears or going to bed 15 minutes earlier, shutting the computer off, you know, a couple hours before bed, or shutting the TV off an hour before bed and reading a book, petting your dog, or just lying down and doing a meditation. What can you do to decrease that stress level? Because when the stress is high, yes, it is decreasing our metabolism. So I'd like to, that's all I'm going to say about that. I'd like to open the call actually right now for questions, and I'm going to check the webcast for questions and our Facebook page. And I'm going to be holding another call next week, and I'll be going over the frequently asked questions sheet. And you guys will all have that at that point as well. I'll send out that PDF so you guys can follow along. But I want to start wrapping this call up, so I will go over that another time. Let me see. Anyone have any questions? Okay. Anyone else questions? Okay. And so while I have you guys here, I'd like to just announce tomorrow I will be on another call and partnering with another coach. His name is Troy Casey, Certified Health Nut. If you guys know him, he has a big presence in social media. And just so you have it, you can find his information on his Facebook page. Again, that's Troy Casey, and that's tomorrow, Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let me see. I'd like to get you that number for that call. The number to that call is 605-475-4700. 605-475-4700. And the access code, once you get on the call, you will be prompted for that. It's 837-032. 837-032. Feel free to check out his website, certifiedhealthnut.com, www.certifiedhealthnut.com. Troy is also one of the coaches that I partnered with. He's helping me out with the supplement recommendations. He'll also be sending over a few of our videos that we'll be getting for the detox. He's a real dynamic guy. If you're not familiar with him, I encourage you to check him out. Let me see. Okay, fruit. I notice there is no limit on fruit, but you stress limiting sugar. I know fruit is a simple carbohydrate, which digests as sugar anyway. Is there a limit on fruit? No, there is no limit on fruit or any produce consumption. Although, yes, fruit, primarily all fruits are simple carbohydrates. So these do digest rather easily as sugar. Now, fruits, yes, they are higher in sugar than things like vegetables, but they are jam-packed with nutrients, vitamins, minerals, phytonutrients, antioxidants. So there are so many benefits to eating fruits. So since we are cutting out so many other things, I am not limiting fruit. Although, one caveat, eating fruit all day long, if you choose to do so, will add up to a lot of sugar. And too much of anything sweet, even fruit, can cause higher blood sugar levels than we may want, and higher blood sugar levels than are conducive to weight loss, if that's one of your goals. So it is true that fruit is a real whole natural food, but I would encourage you to enjoy fruit in moderation. If in doubt and you have the choice, choose a vegetable over fruit. And again, fruit is not bad, but if you're someone who's very sensitive to sugar, such as myself, you might want to limit fruit. Some people love fruit and they thrive on fruit first thing in the morning because it is easier to digest. And it's some people consider it lighter on the body. And if that's true for you, great. But again, enjoy fruit in moderation. Some fruits that are higher in sugar would be ripe bananas, oranges, kiwis, tropical fruits such as mangoes and pineapples, and grapes. Lower sugar fruits would be unripened bananas, so those would be green tip bananas, green apples, lemons, limes, rhubarb, raspberries, blackberries, blueberries, grapefruits, strawberries are kind of middle of the road, low to medium sugar. So that is the deal on fruit. Okay, let's see. Any other questions on the webcast or anyone else on the call have a question? Okay. No questions. Fantastic. All right, everybody. So I'm going to wrap this up. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope this was informative for you. Again, I encourage you to refer back to that coaching exercise. Refer back to this coaching exercise on shoulding all over yourself in the future. You may be surprised at what pops up. So thank you, everyone. Please reach out to me, laura-madden.com. Send me an email, laura@laura-madden.com. Send me a message on Facebook. My business page is LM Lifestyle and Fitness Coaching. If you are part of the detox, I will see you on the detox page. Please don't hesitate to post your questions. And looking forward to lots of more good stuff to come. Our next call is going to be next Monday, so I'll see you all then. Have a great night. Thanks for getting on, guys. Take care. Bye-bye.